You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on June 12th, 2025. And this week we're talking about whether or not the Bible is for us. Now, most Bible believers will probably answer, well, of course the Bible's for us. Yet not everyone who claims to be a Christian will affirm this. In fact, a recent video from a denominational pastor argues that the Bible is not for us, but it was written, as he says, by ancient people for ancient people. This is an important topic for us to consider, so we're going to talk about it today. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/06-12-25. Now for our discussion this week. Here is a video from a Presbyterian pastor in which he claims that not a single word of the Bible was written about you or for you.
I'm here to remind you that not a single word of the Bible was written about you or for you. It was written by ancient people for ancient people. That's it. So many people come to me in fear, saying, if I don't do what the Bible tells me to do, it's a sin and I'll go to hell. No, just stop it. If a pastor or a teacher tells you this, just stop listening to them. And you might say, but wait a minute, you're a pastor. How can you say that? Well, the Bible is valuable. I've spent my life studying it because of what it tells us about God and God's relationship with humanity through its stories. Now, I'm studying Jeremiah right now, and I'm stunned at how timeless its stories of politics and leadership are, and how deluded people think that God is telling them to mistreat each other and treat other people. No, God's character of justice, mercy, and love are what we should get out of the Bible and what we should take with us. Because people say lots of things about the Bible that aren't really there.
Now, you have to wonder why someone like that would even claim to be a pastor. But he is not alone in his view of the Bible. Many people, even some so-called pastors, view the Bible this way. This is important for us to consider. What we do with the Bible will depend on how we view it and whether we believe it applies to us or not. So there are a few points I want us to consider today. First, when we read the Bible, we do need to recognize the primary audience. Was the Bible written by ancient people? Well, yes. However, these ancient people were not just random individuals writing whatever they felt like writing. They were writing by inspiration. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, he said, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. The word inspired there means that the words were breathed out by God. So they are ultimately his words. And regarding the prophecies that we find written in the Bible, Peter wrote, but know this first of all, that no prophecy of scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. So these men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Well, what does that mean? Well, that word moved means they were carried along. That means they were not just given some idea and then they wrote whatever they wanted to on that topic. They wrote the words that were of God. We know this because Paul was able to say that when they wrote what was revealed to them by the Spirit, the finished product resulting in them having the thoughts of God and the mind of Christ. And regarding prophecy, we would not have all of the fulfilled prophecy in the Bible if it was just written by ancient people writing whatever they felt like writing. You can look at the example of the prophecy in Psalm 22 that prophesied of the suffering of Christ. Particularly if you look at verses 11 through 18 of Psalm 22, it's a very detailed account of what would happen to Jesus in his crucifixion. And it was written hundreds of years before the event happened, yet it was fulfilled exactly. That could not have happened by chance. And I'll have an article linked in the show notes that goes through that prophecy in more detail if you want to check that out. But there are many other prophecies like that in the Bible that were prophesied hundreds of years ahead of time and then fulfilled exactly. So yes, the Bible was written by ancient people, but they wrote by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So what about the claim that it was written for ancient people? Well, again, yes, it was written for ancient people. Some people, when reading the Bible, forget who the primary audience was, and then they immediately try to apply whatever passage they're reading to themselves. One example of this that I've seen often is Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, where it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." For a lot of people, that's one of their favorite verses because they think about God having all of these plans for them. But that verse is not talking about who you're going to marry or where you're going to live or what job you're going to have and so on. It is a promise to the Jews in Babylonian captivity that God was not going to forget them, but instead he would deliver their people and their children and grandchildren would return to their home. It is very easy to misapply or misuse a passage when we ignore the context and forget who the original audience was. And we need to know these things before we can draw out any lessons that may be there for us today. So again, was the Bible written for ancient people? Yes. But is that it? That pastor said, yeah, that's it. But is he right? Well, if that claim was true, we could never define sin. And he actually made that argument in that video that we saw earlier. He said we need to stop listening to people who say that something is a sin and we need to not do it because the Bible says that it's a sin. Well, what is sin? I don't know how he would define it, if he even thinks sin exists. But I do know what the Bible says about sin. The Bible says that sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3 and verse 4 says, "Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." Sin is a violation of the law. It is when we act as if there is no law. We act without authority. Well, whose law is it talking about there? Well, that's God's law. Sin is also when we trespass God's law. Ephesians 1 and verse 7 says, "In him," in Christ, "we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace." Sin is when we do things that God has specifically condemned in his law or in his word. And there are many passages that describe lists of things that God classifies as sinful. We won't go through them, but I'll have an article linked in the show notes that describes what sin is and goes through these points. But the Bible also says that sin is when we fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We are striving to be perfect as God is perfect. Jesus came to this earth and left a sinless example for us, and we are called to follow him. When we sin, we fall short of that. Now, all of these are defined in the Bible, yet if the Bible is not for us, we could never define sin. And as a result, we could do whatever we want to do. Whatever seems right to us, that would be perfectly acceptable. But the wise man warned, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Yet, according to this so-called pastor, that's how we should live our lives, doing whatever seems right to us, and sin is nothing to be concerned about, according to him. But at the same time, if the Bible is not for us, so we could not define sin, then we could also not have any assurance of the promises or the hopes that are found in the Bible, we could not say that those were for us either. Now, it's no wonder that there are people who want to live however they want to live and engage in any sort of behavior that they want without thinking about this is sinful or this is contrary to the will of God. But when you throw out what the Bible says about sin because it's not for us, we also have to throw out the promises in the Bible because those also would not be for us. Jesus told his apostles, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." We wouldn't have any assurance of a place being prepared for us by Christ if the Bible was not for us. The church in Smyrna was told, do not fear what you're about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison so that you'll be tested and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death and I will give you the crown of life. Now, obviously, there were certain circumstances that they were going to be experiencing, but they were told, if you're faithful until death, you will receive a crown of life. We would not have the same hope of receiving a crown of life if we're faithful to God, if the Bible and its promises were not for us. So if we can dismiss what the Bible says about sin because we want to claim that it doesn't apply to us, how can we say that these promises apply to us? So then the question becomes, what value would there be in the Bible? And this so-called pastor knew people would question him on this. So he said it was valuable for its stories. But the Bible is more than just stories. As we already talked about, it is the inspired word of God, and because of this, it is valuable. The psalmist explained that the word of God is more valuable than gold. In describing the words that have been revealed by God, the psalmist said they are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. And Paul explained that the gospel is the power of God for salvation. In Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And the word of God is what shows us the gospel, the power of God for salvation. And the word of God is able to give us an inheritance with the people of God. As Paul told the Ephesian elders, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And Paul told Timothy that the scriptures equip us for every good work. He said, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. And we could go on and on with that. The Bible is not just a storybook. It shows us God, it shows us what he expects of us, and it guides us in the way that we should go so that we can ultimately be saved and be with him for eternity. So was the Bible written for us? Yes, when we learn to apply it properly. Paul said, for whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. By reading what we find in the scriptures, we learn that God keeps his promises. And so we have reason to believe that he will keep his promises to us. When Jesus gave the Great Commission, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus gave the Great Commission to his apostles. They were to go out and make disciples. And these disciples, which would be made up of all the nations, were to be taught to observe all of his commandments. Now, when they started preaching, Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, it says, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? Peter said to them, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. When Peter preached the first gospel sermon there on the day of Pentecost, he called upon his audience to repent and be baptized in order to be forgiven of their sins. And he said this promise of forgiveness was for all, not just for them on that occasion. And that includes us. Later, when Peter went to the household of Cornelius, he said, I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. When Peter went to the house of Cornelius, he recognized that God would welcome people from every nation if they would fear him and do what is right. Well, what is right is defined in the Scripture. Passages we already looked at in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16 and 17, that the Scriptures equip us for every good work. And then Paul told Timothy, the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Paul described the process in which the things he taught will be passed on from generation to generation. We are to follow the same things that the Christians in the first century were to follow. So yes, the Bible was written for us, but was it written about us? Well, in a sense, yes. For those of us who are Christians, we can see that it describes who we are to be as the followers of Christ. One passage in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. But it also has some things to say about all of us, whether Christians or non-Christians. Notice what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. The Bible was written to help prepare us for the judgment, so that we could take advantage of the reward that the Lord has prepared for his people. So in summary, we do need to be careful to interpret the Bible properly. Paul wrote to Timothy about accurately handling the word of truth. But recognizing the need to interpret the Bible properly does not mean that we just dismiss the entirety of the Bible because it was written not for us or about us. God expects us to follow his word so that we can receive what he has promised. James said we are to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. So let us not be deceived by pastors or anyone else into thinking that we can ignore what the Bible says and just do whatever we want to do. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/06-12-25. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others that may be interested, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you're interested in seeing the script for this episode, you can check that out on Substack. That will be linked in the show notes. Also, if you see a news story that you think would make for a good discussion here or some topic that you want to have covered, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.